The State Department's decision to impose sanctions on Francesca Albanese, the UN Special Rapporteur for the West Bank and Gaza, follows an unsuccessful U.S. pressure campaign to force the international body to remove her from the post. At a news conference in Slovenia, Albanese says the U.S. and Israel are trying to sanction her, but they haven't denied what she is saying about Israel's actions in Gaza and the West Bank is true.
I mean, this is a record. I am the first U.N. person to be imposed a sanction for what? For having exposed the genocide? For having denounced the system? I mean, they've never challenged me on the facts. I've given these companies the opportunity to correct me. Instead, they have gone whining to the U.S. administration to treat me as they are.
Last week, she released a report mapping the corporations that aid Israel in the displacement and killing of Palestinians, noting which corporate entities have profited from bolstering Israel's economy and calling for the International Criminal Court to take action. Albanese's sanctions also came as Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who is currently under warrant by the ICC, visited Washington this week to meet with President Donald Trump and other officials about the war in Gaza and more. Albanese stressed that the penalties imposed by President Trump's administration would not stop her, quote, quest for the respect of justice and international law. Albanese said Washington's tactics reminded her of, quote, mafia intimidation techniques, and that the sanctions will only work if people are scared and stop engaging. Human rights lawyer Asralan Iftikhar said to Al Jazeera that sanctions against the UN Special Rapporteur for Palestine shows the U.S. disregard for international law.
This is another shameless and transparent attack by the Trump administration on the fundamental principles of international justice. And it really shows that, to be quite honest, that, a quote-unquote rules-based order worldwide no longer exists. And it's a double standard that if you are a strongman that is a friend of President Trump's, you'll be welcomed with open arms, even though you have two indictments from both the International Criminal Court and the International Court of Justice. But if you're a UN human rights lawyer that is trying to investigate that you are going to have your visa revoked and any assets frozen in the United States. So it's another bizarre political ploy by the Trump administration.
While announcing the sanctions on Wednesday on X, U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio charged Albanese with waging a, quote, campaign of political and economic warfare against the United States and Israel. UN spokesman Stefan Dujarric said these kinds of unilateral sanctions on independent investigators are, quote, deeply concerning. I'm Teresa Wersbianska, Pacifica Radio, KPFA.